everybody, let's not waste any time. It's top of the hour. Let's get the call started. We're excited that you're here. We're excited that so many people are on the call tonight. I'd like to introduce to you a sales trainer that I think is one of the best sales trainers in the country. This person does sales training all over the United States. She is here to spend some time with us today to lay down another golden nugget for us. I'd like to turn the call over to Carlynn. Carlynn, are you with us?
I am, Stefan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Tonight, my nuggets are very simple and a lot of fun, and I hope they'll go with if you enjoy working with people and wanting to learn about the power of your words and what your prospect is saying to you and some buying signals. So let's get right to it. I have a small exercise tonight. I just want to show you how some simple words can create a magnet of either drawing you closer to me or pushing you away. So very simply, if you're anywhere where you can do this safely, sit back, relax, shrug your shoulders, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just listen carefully to some words I'd like to share with you. This is the negative portion that I want to show. Here we go. This is a great deal. Nothing to worry about. Just sign here. Don't worry. Pay. Buy. Bad. Sold. Contract. Hurt. Sell. Price. Hard. Obligation. Discussion. Difficult. Liability. Cost. Are we getting something here? Sign here. No problem. Not a big failure rate. Got it? Incident. Unfortunately. All right. Stop. And feel what those words do to you. Those words, actually, what they do is begin to put your wall of resistance up and begin to build a wall between you and me, and I have a harder time getting through. Shrug your shoulders, shake off that negativity, and give a listen to what these kind of words can do for you in your sales process as you're talking to people. This is the positive side of this call tonight. Ready? Understand, easy, guarantee, safe, new, discover, results, comfort, trust, fun, you, adventure, benefit, proven, healthy, good, safe, love, right, trust, proud, happy, value, vitality, security, positive, natural, attractive. Got the words? Feel the difference? I want you to know that what you're doing with your prospects, they feel the difference too. So, simply, okay, you can open your eyes now. You can take notes. Here we go. Those words are important because if you're going to go out and work in an area and you want to talk to somebody, you would say, you wouldn't say to the door, knock on the door and tell somebody, hi, I'm here in your area, because that's a cold word. What happens if I tell you, hi, I live right here in your community and I'm looking to introduce a fun and exciting business? Or do you keep your options open? Bottom line is I can make a very positive front entrance and have them drop their wall of defense with just some fun, different words. So think about your words for just a minute. Think about the opposite word that you'd like to use and think if it creates a positive or negative feel. And we want to go by feelings because sales, if it feels good, people buy. Now, let's have a little bit of fun. If you're sitting across from your prospect, there are buying signals that your prospects will give you. What are your prospects saying to you? I'm going to give you some fun key things tonight. Very simply, if you watch somebody and you ask them questions like, where do you want to live? What kind of money would you like to make? How much money would you like to supplement or replace your income? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Watch their eyes. Their eyes will tell you a lot, okay? If they look up and shift their eyes up and look up and think, they're dreamers. Don't hand them a bunch of writing. Don't give them too much to read because they're dreamers. They listen. They're audible. They go by what you say. It's important to them. So if you talk to me, being an expressive and an audible person, if I'm like that and you handed me a bunch of reading, I probably would not join. Okay? Understand what I'm saying? So don't overwhelm somebody like that. Now look, if they look down, they're readers. So if they think about your questions and look down or ponder and look down and then look at you, they tend to read. They're factuals. They need facts. And that's important for you to know what your prospects are telling you. And these simple little tiny gestures can help you to have an advantage on to know how to move them in the direction of a positive sale. And now let's talk about the person whose eyes kind of stay right to the middle. They tend to be pretty realistic. So they're not going to paint the big dream. They're audible. So a little facts and a little talking can do the job. So right in the middle, as they stay with their eyes to the middle, shifting their eyes as they think about your questions will help you to know, oh, I know how to move this person in a much better influential or positive decision. Okay, now here's another thing. When you're working with people over the phone, it's all about your posture and your voice inflections. So if you master your craft of sales or marketing or working through the internet or in person, has a lot to do with very simple voice inflections and how you come across. So if I talk to somebody who's saying to me things like, they're fine, things are going softly, and they're talking very calmly, it isn't going to do any good to talk like this because I'm going to blow them out of the water. You get that? So you need to bring your voice tones to matching their tones, still talking excitably, and get down where they are. But if you have somebody who's really excitable about and talking to you about exciting things, you cannot talk in a slow monotone or lower voice tones that gets them excited. So to make somebody to relate to you over the phone, very simply, using and matching voice tones with your posture helps them to automatically have that same instant effect as I meet you in person. You have 20 seconds where somebody decides, do I like you or don't I? And it has to do with just mirroring a person or emulating a person with your voice inflections. So when you call somebody to introduce your business to or talk to them, listen to where they're at in their life at the time they pick up the phone and match your voice tones, and it helps to be the one number one door opener in talking to people. So these keys are very important. And then simply what I have is some people say, I don't really know what to say because there are some things not to say. So I have a very simple sheet called what not to say and what to replace it with. So how you can reprogram your thinking. So I'm going to send that document. It's a PDF document. I'm going to send it to Stefan. I'm going to make that available free to you. You can pick that up very simply on our team website. It's a free gift to you. Just pick it up and take note of some of the other documents there or some of the other K-tip trainings. And this is just a simple K-tip document that will say what to say. And you can pick it up on http://the word team. T-E-A-M dot trends2000.net, and that's T-R-E-N-D-S 2000.net. That's my gift to you. It's a privilege if you love growing and you love knowledge and you respect it. Remember, knowledge is power, but the application of knowledge is powerful. It's what puts you truly in the driver's seat. I hope you've enjoyed these tips tonight. With that, I'd love to turn this call right back over to you, Stefan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlina. Wow, that was a terrific training. Don't give me a ton of paperwork. That's all I got to say. Anyway, what a great training. Thank you, Carlina.